Next. Okay. Stand still, hands up. Keep them up. Thank you. Okay. Is this your first time? Yeah. No offense, but I can tell. First time is always... an interesting experience, shall we say? Now, I need you to... Okay, relax your shoulders, relax your arms. I've got to strap this on, okay? And we need to make sure it's tight. Okay. Okay. Think of it like a ride at the amusement park. Have you been on a ride? You don't like rides? Well, yeah. You're not going to like. Actually, that's not true. This is like a ride, but better. Because unlike the ride with all the G's, this is gonna make you feel like you're floating. Floating in a cloud. Yeah. It's quite a sensation. Some people say that they wish they could return to that first time. It's been such a long time. My first jump. Yeah. It's something. It's something you never get to experience again, because once you've had the first one, it just loses its. Real. Okay. I'm gonna put this just over the straps right there. Stay still for a second. Good. If you can just stand with your feet, thank you, just where the marker is, yep, can you see that, left foot there, right, so I'm just gonna put some of these monitors on. This just tracks your vitals. So, I need to place one just behind your ear. Thank you. Just stay nice and still. Okay. Lovely. Okay. Just need to place this one. If you could just turn your head. Lift up your shirt for me. just a little. That's it. Don't worry. I do this day in, day out. Trust me. It gets quite boring after a while. And on this side, just there. Good. Okay. Lovely. And I'm gonna just put this.
If you could just lift just the top of your trousers up just a little bit. Right? I just need to get to your ankle.
Just another type of monitor. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, almost ready to go. Let's just check that your vitals are coming through. Good. I think this one needs. I didn't put it tight enough. Let me just need to adjust it. Okay. You're alright. Don't worry. I've got it. There we go. Right. So, I think we've got you strapped up. Got you. Monitoring on. Relax. I've got your heart rate. Just take a couple of deep breaths with me. Good. That's lovely. Again. Okay. Just gonna dial that down. Lastly, I can offer you one of these, just the one. It's a gum. Helps relax first timers. Also helps with nausea. But it's optional. You don't need it. There's no pressure. I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you one anyway. Okay. You keep that. Just in case. You change your mind. There you go. All natural ingredients, don't worry. I didn't need one the first time. I think it helps you immerse into the whole warp. It's a feeling that's you can't quite describe. But I can say that it is the first jump is amazing. It is. So I don't want to scare you. I know you've probably heard a lot of stories, and everyone has something to say about it. Really, we're always cautious. And we keep a close eye on things. So, take the gum. You can take it right up before you go in. What I need you to do now, you're all set up. I'm done here. You'll need to go and report to Docking Bay 70, and when it's your turn, you'll be escorted right up to the gate before your jump. You're gonna be fine. You won't be alone. There will be Let's see. Okay. You'll have 5 others with you on this particular jump, so you're gonna have some company. And how long does it last? Usually it's like a minute or two. The sensation of a minute, of course, because the jump itself is defying time. So, in reality, it's a minute, but it might feel a little longer. And then when on the other side, when you're on the other side, you'll find that you feel quite relaxed. Yeah. Nausea is usually just the anxiety. Some people are really, really nervous for the first jump. That's where the nausea comes in. But the jump itself, technology has taken care of a lot of the adverse effects, shall we say. Yeah. It's come a long way. And it's a lot safer. So you've chosen the right time to do a jump like this. Oh, yeah. It was a lot harder on the body before. Oh, you'll be fine. Anyway, I really am done here. Unless you want me to keep talking. You don't have to be nervous, but I understand. If you like, I can make sure that I'm the one that sees you on the other side. You didn't think I could do that. Yes, I can. You will have me. I've just done it. The other me. It's me, but in a different time. You will have me on the other side. Yeah, I'll just be taking off the monitors. Unstrapping all the safety equipment and all that. So I'll do your discharge. Yeah. Of course, it's gonna feel a bit weird seeing me again. The other me, that is. Anyway. You really should be going. Go on. You're gonna be fine. Deep breaths, remember. Remember to breathe. I've got my eye on you. If we do see that your heart rate is accelerated to a concerning level, well, take things a lot slower. And like I said, you still got that gum. Some people prefer it just to help you ease and relax. The breathing work works too. Okay, off you go. See you on the other side. Welcome to Starlink Intergalactic and Portal Travel. Number one in space and intergalactic travels. We pride ourselves in providing unique stargates
that focus on safety and comfort. Please make your way to the gate. The jump is about to begin. Please keep all your personal belongings with you at all times and stay within the designated area. When ready, please step into the departure line and wait for the countdown. Gate 17 is open and ready for departure. Gate 17 is about to depart. I repeat, the gate is open and ready for departure. The gate is open and ready for departure. All non-participating crew, please stand clear. All non-participating crew, please stand clear. All participants, please step forward into the designated departure line and wait for the countdown. Enjoy your journey. Countdown about to begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you.